This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Let's do the numbers. Wall Street is mixed, though up a little bit. The S&P just barely up at 1675. The Dow up 0.1% at 15,479. J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo both reporting strong profit and have seen their stocks rise. Also, UPS out this morning with a warning that its own profits will be lower than expected. Its stock down right now almost 5.7%. Now, that UPS news about lower earnings guidance may sound like something technical. It is not. UPS ships a lot of goods, which makes it a bellwether for the entire economy. It can tell us a lot about where we're going. Joining us live to talk more about this is Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So UPS says one of the reasons its profit will shrink is a slowing U.S. industrial economy. Talk about what that means for our big picture.
Well, that's right. It's a slowing U.S. industrial economy and a slowing global industrial commodity economy, and it is a big deal. It's a big deal because even though manufacturing is pretty small as an employer, it's a big part of GDP. In fact, income from manufacturing is about three times bigger than income from construction. It matters quite a bit.
And talk about that, too, because I know sometimes we get so much focus on housing, people talking about foreclosures going down, prices going up, but we don't hear as much as we should, perhaps, about the industrial economy compared to housing.
Yeah, that's right. And look, what we're seeing here is a reflection of several things. One of them is China. The finance minister from China last night saying it's not a big deal if they miss their 7.5% growth target. It's maybe not a big deal if China only grows 6.5. What we're beginning to realize is that reforms are being taken very seriously over there. It has dented growth, and that is hurting industrial output around the world. Orders by the 2000 biggest companies of machinery turned negative in the last quarter for the first time since the collapse of Lehman in 2009. We're really looking at a global manufacturing recession, and it is going to dent the U.S. economy next year.
Okay. Chris Lowe of FTN Financial, thanks very much.
Thank you.